Greetings, dear listener. It feels like it's been a while. I wonder if I lost my way when I stepped into the cholera pit. Can't account for anything that's going on. Hope you've managed. And what's worse, no sign of shape anywhere nearby. So easy to lose ties in this modern world. Only thing to do, step into the fresh air. Get my bearings. Ah, that's better. Sheep! Sheep! You're lightweight. Probably sleeping it off with the locals. What else is there to do in the land of the dead? Sleep it off and hope for better days ahead. Brings to mind the dear old United States. Ah, America. You haunted house, you. You dream. You nightmare. Sweet land of liberty, so the old song goes. Land where my fathers died. Funny how the song stays the same, whilst the landscape keeps changing. Freedom still rings, if you don't mind the algorithms choosing the tune. The billionaires tolling the bells, neighbors taught to fear one another, and the truth buried beneath an avalanche of lies. Land of the brave, land of the blind, land where it's all come crawling home. Timely then for this sorry little tale from long time, Tales from Beyond the Pale collaborator, Clay McLeod Chapman. We bring you Just a Hoax.
Turning the tides and taking back the airwaves, one red pill listener at a time. It's the Gospel Truth with your host and hardback freedom fighter, Ted Crenshaw!
I got a bone to pick with you. All my male listeners out there, hey guy, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. Looked in the mirror lately? Time for a field trip, folks. Come with me. Keep your radio on and let's head to the nearest mirror, either in your bathroom or boudoir. Doesn't matter where, just go. You there yet? Did you make it? Good. Now take off your shirt. Come on, don't be shy. We're all friends here. I'll do it too. Tell me, what do you see? Is it a man? Should be pretty easy to tell, don't you think? Then why'd you hesitate? What's with the pause? Don't lie to me. You know I know. You can't hide the truth from me. Look at yourself. Go ahead. I want you to look yourself right in the eye. Look closer. Closer! Don't flinch, folks. Get right up in your reflection's face and tell me if you recognize who's staring back. Who flinched first? Was it him or was it you? It was, wasn't it? Jesus, just look at yourself. What you've become. What they have taken from you. Your manhood. Gone. Look at your waist. Go on, pinch it. Any flab there? How's the belly? Is there a paunch? What about the chest? Shouldn't those be pecs? Then what's with the man tits? They jiggle, don't they? And don't even get me started on hair. I don't even want to know how far it's receding. The front line of your hairline is falling back from the enemy. You're losing the war on top, aren't you? Those locks you rocked in college are now beating a retreat, boys. Jesus, just wave the white flag already. Wear a hat. The battle's as good as over. We lost, folks. You lost. What's become of us, all of us? Remember when gals would turn their head whenever we walked by? Remember when women wanted us, needed us? They'd whimper in proximity to us, quiver the closer we got, because we were virile, agile. We were men, the alphas of the pack. The rest of the world knew it, cowering accordingly. So, who the hell's this guy? When did he replace the man we used to be? I'll tell you. when you started listening to them, believing in them, their progressive falsehoods, their feminist hypocrisy. You've been spoon-fed a steady diet of lies since the day our current socialist-in-chief was sworn in, and it's made you flabby, saggy. You've been pumped full of bland agitprop from the liberal media like it's baby food. Here comes the choo-choo, telling you day after day that you need to be kinder, softer, sweeter. The news has neutered you, me too'd you, cut your fucking balls off and rubbed your tummy as a reward, conditioning you to believe you're better off now that you're nut-free. Congrats. You can now use the gender-neutral bathrooms. Did they let you keep your testicles as a memento? Little keepsakes like those fuzzy dice dangling from your rearview mirror? Can you wear them like a necklace now? Can you get them bronzed for the mantelpiece? Sweet Jesus, how can you even look at yourself? I sure as hell can't. How do you expect anyone, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, to look at you in the eye ever again if you can't even look at your own goddamn reflection? This is not who we were born to be. Men were not made to live this way. We've been conditioned to cower at cancel culture. We've been converted into sniveling liberal sycophants. Are we not wolves? Are we not men? Then start acting like one again.
Oh, but Ted, what if I get canceled?
I don't give a shit.
Oh, Ted, what if someone tweets something bad about me?
Are you for real?
Oh, Ted, how can I get my manliness back? How?
I'll tell you exactly how. You begin with a pledge. A pledge to better yourself. To get back on the masculine tract. To live up to your God-given potential and fight for your rights. Fight for what this country ought to be. Fight for your personal freedoms before they all slip away. Fight, fight, fight! I'm offering you salvation, folks. It's that simple. Are you with me? Good. Now go to your computer, head straight to the Gospel Truth's website. That's www.thegospeltruth.com. You'll see that our storefront offers a wide variety of male enhancement supplements and vitality pills at a specially reduced rate exclusively for listeners just like you. We're bringing back manliness, all thanks to our uber male vitality drops, our ultra masculine diet pills, and my own personal blend of potency enhancing male protein powder. Still unsure? Still too timid to pull the trigger? Well, what if I told you I was just like you once? That I had a body just like yours? Hard to imagine, I know. I wasn't born with this physique. It took time, energy, effort. Because I had a wife who tried to take my vitality away from me. There were lawyers who wanted to suck the testosterone right out of my wallet. Critics and pundits and politicians who tried to silence me, soften me, neuter me. But a little miracle pill I like to call the old Ted Crenshaw chemical cocktail cure saved me. And it can save you too. I was reborn with this chiseled tone, a sculpture carved right out of marble, only stronger, smarter, bolder. Because I flushed all their toxins out, I cleansed my soul of their progressive agenda. Where once I was blind and now I can see, people, I was saved, hallelujah! All thanks to this revolutionary vitamin supplement. And this is your chance to reclaim that manliness, gents, all for just the low, low price of $29.99 while supplies last. You want to look yourself in the eye again? This is how. You want your wife, your girlfriend, your mother to respect you again, to treat you like the man of the house again, to cower at your feet once more? Here's your path back to masculinity, to manly salvation. Would I lie to you? Never. Not to you, dear listeners. Never to you. And that's the gospel truth. Order now, and you'll receive a bonus bottle of Ted Crenshaw Hair Tonic. Better act fast, because this exclusive offer won't last forever. Clock's ticking, so stop dicking. Now, how about a word from our show's sponsor? And those who aren't afraid to stick with us, at least. All two of them.
We'll be right back after these commercial announcements. Stick around for more truth after this.
Yee-hoo! I said, good goddamn! I'm on fire tonight. Nothing's stopping me now.
Take it easy, Ted. You still got 20 minutes left on the clock.
Fucking King Kong over here. Ain't nothing taking me down tonight.
What's gotten into him tonight?
His divorce finally came through.
He's acting like a maniac.
I can hear you two, you know. You left your booth mics on.
Just save some of that juice for the show. Don't want you blowing your load in the first 10 minutes.
Don't you worry about my load, Phil. I got plenty of juice to go around. More than enough to spare. You want some of this juice, Larry?
Not on your life.
Oh, ho, ho! You hear that, Phil? Shot down by my own intern.
Production assistant.
Potato, potato.
Just because I put up with you doesn't mean the new hire has to.
Larry's not new anymore. She's been here, what, 2 days now?
A week. I've survived a week.
Come on, admit it. You can't get enough of it. Enough of me.
Save it for the show.
Phil, why'd you hire such a prude?
Because you told me to.
Know thine enemy, Phil. I'll bet little Larry here has got a lot on her...
Larissa.
Sorry. Little Larissa probably put in her squeaky clean resume to all the shows in town, but only we were bold enough to hire her.
God, kill me now.
Not until I say so. The juice is loose. Just say the word, Larry. I'm all yours.
Commercial's done, Ted.
And we're back on the air in 5.
Admit you want it.
4.
A little Ted injection.
3.
Oh, Ted, give
2,
it to me. Please, Ted.
1.
Please.
And welcome back to The Gospel Truth. I'm your host and all-around purveyor of the purest, unfabricated facts, the arbiter of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the messenger and the Messiah, Ted Crenshaw. Let's give it up for our stellar sponsor, Covidun, the leading brand of coronavirus nasal spray. Just one sniff of Covidun, and you can kiss that China coronavirus goodbye. Zi Qian. That's goodbye in Chinese. I looked it up. And for Nature's Sway toothpaste, the premier brand of toothpaste without the worry of any fluoride. First, they put it in our water supply. Now the government wants it in your toothpaste. But no more, thanks to Nature's Sway. Keep your teeth the way the good Lord intended, pearly white, and free from pesky oversight. Let's hope they finally get FDA approval. Onwards! Before we move on, I'd like to take a moment to introduce our listeners to the newest member of the Crenshaw family.
Oh, no. What is he?
Everyone at home, please give a warm welcome to Larissa Midland, production assistant and all-around progressive thorn in my side. Say hello to our listeners, Larry.
Hi.
Remind me, which liberal arts college did we pluck you from?
I don't think I want to say on this.
Our token lesbian's a bit shy, folks. Have no fear. She'll be a convert before the show's over. So tell me, Larry, why work for the devil? Why enter the belly of the beast when I'm sure there were plenty of granola radio shows out there just dying for an Annie D. Frank clone like you? Oh, come on, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Our listeners won't bite unless I tell them to.
Now you're an enemy.
Good answer. Good answer. See, you're catching on. I'm just giving you a hard time, Larry. Everybody gets hazed here their first week. Ain't that right, Phil?
That's right.
Don't you worry, Larry. I won't dox you. But I do believe your dad's a fan, correct? Hello, Mr. Midland.
I cut our mics. He can't hear you.
What the fuck?
Oh, you wanted the gig, right? Well, here it is. Half the job is just putting up with this shit.
Yeah, what's the other half?
Learning to live with yourself?
I knew it was going to be this bad, but not this bad.
Would you believe me if I told you you'd get used to it?
Do I want to get used to it?
That depends. How much do you value your own soul versus how much do you value a paycheck?
Oh God, I'll never be able to look myself in the mirror again.
Reflections are overrated. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Now it's time for my personal favorite portion of our show, Shooting the Shit with the Sheep. That's right, ladies and gents. It's Shooting the Shit with the Sheep, where we take calls from listeners just like you to see if we can't pull the wool out from over your eyes once and for all. Our first caller for the night is Gwyneth. Gwyneth from Nesbitt, Oklahoma. Beautiful state. Love that state. Lot of listeners in good old Oki. Hello, Gwen. You're live and on the air with Ted Crenshaw.
Am I on the radio?
Whoa, hold on a sec.
Am I talking to Ted?
Gwenny, darling, you need to turn the volume down on your radio.
Radio?
Turn the volume down.
Here? Like this? Oh, is that better?
Yeah, much better. Good evening, Gwenny.
Ted, is it really you?
In the flesh and on the airwaves, drifting right into your ear.
Oh, my. I can't believe it.
Brass tacks, Gwen. Do you mind if I call you Gwen?
Oh, I don't see why not.
Splendid, Gwen. Splendid. First time caller, I take it.
Why, yes. How did you know?
Oh, intuition, Gwenny. So, what's weighing your soul down tonight? Is it the LGB WTF books they're indoctrinating your grandkids with in kindergarten? Is it the pornographic music pumping over the airwaves? The music videos of preteens dry humping each other?
Oh, Ted. I just don't know who else to talk to about this.
Well, lay it on me, Gwen.
It's the bag boy.
Bag boy?
Down at the AMP.
I see. Paper or plastic?
Paper? I caught him. Well, ogling me.
Ogling you, Gwen? Gwen, you little minx.
I believe there was... Yes, I do believe I saw lust in his eyes.
Ooh, you're a looker, ain't you, Gwen? Getting the bag boy all hot under his apron? I don't even want to know what you did to the boys behind the deli counter. I bet you heat up all the cold cuts, don't you?
But the bag boy, he's...
What, Gwen? He's what? Come on, spit it out.
Not from around here.
There's the rub.
I caught him glancing at my driver's license in my wallet while I was paying for my groceries. Now he knows my address.
I see.
He carried my groceries out to the car and loaded them in. And when he was done, he stopped and stared at me, leering at me with those beady eyes of his.
Probably wanted a handout.
I'm afraid, Ted. What if he comes to my house at night while I'm asleep? What if he crawls through the window and ravages me?
I'll stop you right there, Gwyneth. Let me ask you. Do you own a gun?
Gone.
I encourage all my listeners to keep a pistol in the drawer of their nightstand table in case of unwanted visitors. Lord knows they're crawling across our border, wandering through our neighborhoods at night, peeking into our windows, just looking for a place to hide.
No, I don't own a gun.
Well, don't you worry. Get those pesky thoughts about El Bag Hombre right out of your pretty little head. You've got nothing to fear, Gwen. And you know why?
Why?
Because you've come to me in your time of need. You've laid your heart bare before all our listeners right here on the Gospel Truth. And Gwyneth, sweet Gwyneth, I want you to know that I know for a fact that I have a fair share of friends and fans near Nesbitt, Oklahoma. And I don't see why we can't suggest a few of our nearest and dearest take a little trip to the local AMP and see if we can't have a friendly and polite conversation would you just so happen to know this bag boy's name, Gwen? They usually have a tag on their shirt.
Ramon.
Ramon. Bag boy at the A&P in Nesbitt, Oklahoma. Terrorizing poor, defenseless old ladies who just want to buy their groceries. Well, I don't know about you, but I think you can sleep soundly tonight, knowing that there are folks out there, listeners just like you, who will protect you the next time you shop at the A&P.
Oh, God bless you, Ted. Bless you.
Don't mention it, Gwen. I do what I can when I can.
Did he just enlist his listeners to go rough up some kid?
You don't have to whisper. Ted can't hear you. I cut the sound.
Did he?
Technically, no. Philosophically?
Jesus Christ.
Look, it's all about plausible deniability. Ted can say he has no control over his listeners. If he keeps everything hypothetical, it's not his fault if his fans take matters into their own hands.
Does this happen a lot on the show?
Define a lot.
Next caller. Now, let's see. We have Susanna from Connecticut. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Hello? Hello? Anyone there? Susanna? As much as I love hearing the sound of my own voice, this is the call-in portion of the show. I'm going to have to cut you off.
It's you.
The one and only.
You. Your voice.
You got me. What can I do for you?
You talk, people listen.
Yeah, that's the general idea, yeah.
You don't remember me, do you?
Should I?
We met once, not long ago.
Mind being a little more specific. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but, I tend to meet a lot of...
In the courtroom.
People. Ah, oh, okay. Courtroom.
I needed to see you for myself. See what kind of man you are in person. You talk so much on your show about what it's like to be a man, but... Seeing you in person, in the flesh, it struck me how small you are in real life.
Okay, you know what?
A child?
Nah, I think I've heard enough.
Do you remember my son?
Time for our next caller.
Timothy? Timothy. His name was Timothy.
I'm listening.
Third grade. Windy Ledge Elementary. Miss Packett's class.
Oh, God. You. I remember you. You're one of them, the parents.
Tim always loved sitting in the front of the classroom just to get a better look at the blackboard. He took 3 bullets in the chest. All by himself.
Ma'am, Susanna, listen to me. You call into my show for a little heated debate, that's fine by me. But I want to alert our listeners that I'm not at liberty to speak...
He and his classmates...
About...
His friends saw that man enter their room. He had a semi-automatic rifle in his hands. Rapid fire, a high-capacity magazine, easy to reload...
My lawyers explicitly instructed me not to discuss...
A weapon you've personally touted on your show, Mr. Crenshaw. that you've endorsed your listeners to...
The judge ruled that I'm innocent.
Judge! Judge, you speak of judgment? You speak of a higher power judging over us all, and yet you lie, Mr. Crenshaw. You lie all the time.
Look, I never lied about...
You convince your listeners that you're some sort of truth teller, a patriot. But you're the one ripping this country apart, feeding people your vitriol, your lies.
Look, you can't come onto my show.
You lied about my son. You told people after the shooting he wasn't even real. That he was made up simply to pass legislation.
That's not true.
My son is real. My flesh and blood, and you took him from me.
I had nothing to do with...
You took our children from us.
I can't talk about this.
Calling them crisis actors.
The terms of our settlement were very clear.
You said their deaths weren't real. You said it was all just a hoax.
My hands are tied. My tongue is tied. I can't talk about any of this. We reached an agreement. I promised all you parents I wouldn't say another word about what happened. What's done is done, so let's all move on with our lives.
Lives?
Look, I'm the one who's gagged here.
Lives? You talk to me about lives? Who lives and who dies?
Look, you're the one who's calling me on my show, pushing me into a corner.
Their blood is now on your hands.
Hey, don't. Don't do that.
You don't think my son is real? You believe I made up my own boy because I wanted to ban weapons?
Dump the call, Phil.
I'm trying.
You think all of our children, now dead, are just political figments of the imagination?
Phil, dump the call.
I can't.
Well, guess what, Mr. Crenshaw? Our children are all yours now.
Phil!
All 13 of them. The children of Windy Ledge. May you hear their voices until the day you die.
God damn it, end the fucking call! That was a curveball, ladies and gents. For all you listeners wondering what the hell that was all about, let me try to explain this to you in a way that won't land my ass back in court. There are opportunists in this world. They look to the tragedies that befall our nation day after day. Vultures pecking at carrion. If they see an opportunity to pass their own political agenda, well, guess what? They'll pounce on it. Case in point, the shooting at Windy Ledge. Story goes, some lunatic steps into an elementary school with a gun, shoots 13 students. Absolutely tragic, right? Was he a listener of mine? Allegedly. Was he a sicko? Absolutely. Was it my fault? Not on your life. Now, what old Susanna was referring to was the fact that I found myself in the midst of a lawsuit brought on by a group of particularly progressive parents who feel I'm using my show to malign the tragic events of Windy Ledge, that I'm spreading misinformation about the shooting in hopes of absolving myself of any personal accountability. Well, let me set the record straight. Did I go on air and tell my listeners this school shooting is a hoax? Did I suggest the whole shebang is a ploy to push political propaganda and pass legislation that will see your God-given right to carry weapons taken away? Did I suggest that these kids are nothing but crisis actors? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Timothy? Have you ever seen his yearbook photo? Does Susanna have any family snapshots of little Timmy on her Facebook page? I sure as hell haven't seen anything. Why is that? Why in this day and digital age, where family photos are everywhere online, is there no virtual footprint for little Timmy? Mom says it's because she wants her privacy and that she shut down her social media after what happened. But I think it's something else. Something far more sinister. I think, and my lawyer's going to kill me for this, I think it's all just a hoax. You hear that, Susanna? You hear me, Rachel Maddow? I think the whole thing, top to bottom, was an elaborate hoax. These kids aren't real.
I can't help but wonder if there ever really was a shooting. How do we even know? Because the lamestream media reports about it? Because we see someone tweet about it? How do we even know it's real? Do you want to know what is real? What's happening more and more in this country of ours? Listeners just like you are getting stripped of their civil liberties. Your freedoms are getting taken away, one at a time, as if every privilege is a rose petal, and the government's playing a game of she loves me, she loves me not, plucking away one privilege at a time. There go your Second Amendment rights. There goes your freedom of speech. There goes your freedom to eat indoors without a face mask on, until, oopsie-daisy, you've got nothing. All gone. I am Ted motherfucking Crenshaw, and I am here to tell you what is real and what is not. My voice, my words, my truth, these are things you have come to trust, to depend on. These mothers are using their grassroots campaigns to shut me down, their poster boards and petitions. They are trying to silence me with imaginary kids. What's more despicable than that? So, who's going to come after me now, huh? Any of you parents out there listening? I sure as hell hope so. You wanted it? Well, there you have it. The truth. The God's honest truth. Those kids weren't real. They never existed. Good as ghosts. Next caller. You're on the air with... Who's this? Oh, funny. Real funny. You want to have a laugh? Be my guest. Have a laugh somewhere else. Next caller. We've got Sally. Sally, you're on the air with...
What the fuck, Phil?
This isn't me. A little help here?
I don't know what's happening.
Just hang up.
I did. They're still on the line.
Look, you two straighten out your shit and get me some real callers.
I swear it's not us. We don't know where these calls are coming from.
Next caller. Enough! Look, you don't think I've dealt with crank callers before? Nice try. It's going to take a lot more than... Jesus Christ.
Hi, Connor.
Where are they coming from?
I don't know.
Well, shut them down.
I'm trying.
This is all your fault, isn't it?
I didn't do anything.
The sailor's curse. Never bring a woman on board your ship. It's bad luck. Everybody knows that. Look, we've got a neophiliac fox in the henhouse, folks. The enemy is here.
I didn't do anything.
None of this was happening until you got here.
What are you talking about?
Ted, what the hell are you...
This is her fault!
Stay away from me.
Ted, don't.
Stay away.
Ah, you scratched me!
Don't touch me!
I'm bleeding!
Just let me go!
Let you go?
Ted.
Let you go? This is my show, you hear me? Do you want to come on my show and make a mockery out of
Ted,
me?
Well,
good luck. You mess with the bull, you get the fucking horn.
Ted, what the...
I am sick and tired of being beset on all sides by you people. I don't care if it's parents or pundits. Y'all want a piece of me. You want my voice. Well, you can't have it. It's mine.
Jesus. Ted, you...
She did this!
I'm calling the police.
Her fault! Look, I'm sorry, but there's no turning back!
Yeah,
my...
Hi, I'd like to report...
My people would never forgive me for turning my back on them! They need me to guide them! They need the truth! The gospel truth!
Shit.
Sorry, folks. Some technical difficulties. Where were we? I'll let you in on a little secret. It's all a hoax. Not just the shooting at Windy Ledge. Everything.
The whole friggin' kit and caboodle. Did I just strangle my production assistant? Did I just choke the life out of my producer with my bare hands? Of course not. It's not real. None of this is real. It's all a hoax. H-O-A-X. Hoax rhymes with jokes. What the? Where are you? Where the fuck are you coming from now? Where are you? Show yourself! What do you want from me? What am I supposed to do? Do you want me to apologize? You want me to say I'm sorry? Fine, I'm sorry. There, I said it. I'm sorry for what happened to you, to the parents of Windy Ledge. I apologize that you were dragged into this. You're just pawns for the politicians. It's not your fault you got roped into this mess. This isn't real. None of this is real. It's not happening, people. It's all just a hoax. I'm a hoax. Is that what you want? This show's a hoax. Satisfied now? You think I believe half the shit that comes out of my mouth? It's for the ratings. It's just to get those advertising dollars pumping in. Who cares if it's true or not? Do you really care? No, of course not. You just want to feel something. You want to get riled up because it makes you believe you can feel anything anymore. You people are all numb. You're completely desensitized by your daily intake of BS. It doesn't care who it's coming from, me or Maddow or any of these other sons of bitches. We're all after the same thing. Your ears, your eyes, your money. Nothing else matters. Nobody takes Ted Crenshaw down. Got that? I took off my headphones, so I can't hear you anymore. You know what? Just to be on the safe side, I'm cutting all the cables with my handy-dandy scissors. Snip, snip, snip. All done. No more reaching me. Try getting at me now, you... Ah! I turned my phone off. I always turn my phone off before... Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, Jesus.
Can you hear us, Teddy? Teddy? All of us? John Connor. Paul Hastings. Kim Young-Lee.
You are not!
Robert Marasco. Benjamin Pendleton. Tammy O'Rourke.
You are not getting into my head!
Carl Santoro. Jamie Temple.
You are not getting me! You hear that? Am I coming through loud and clear? You're not going to get me!
We can hear you, Ted.
Ah!
We're listening, Ted. Always listening.
Where is that coming from? We're off the air!
We'll always be on the air.
You're not real! None of this is real! You're in my head! Just pretend. A hoax. You're just a hoax. I'll prove it. I'll just take these scissors and... Just get out of my head! There! Now I can't hear you. You can't get me anymore because I can't hear you anymore. I can't hear anything! I won, you bastards!
Hello?
Ah! Where? How did you?
It's all in your head.
No. No, no!
We're still alive in your mind.
God, no, please!
We're still in the air. As long as there's oxygen in your lungs.
I don't want to hear you anymore! No! Just a hoax! Just a hoax! Just a hoax!
Always and forever.
You've been listening to The Gospel Truth with Ted Crenshaw. Tune in tomorrow for another daily dose of the hard truths that only Ted can deliver. Right into your ears and straight for your gut.
Hello. Back with me, dear listener. I'll be honest. I found that tale a wee bit hard to take. A bit close to home. When we started Tales from Beyond the Pale, what was it, a dozen years ago? Yes, October 2010. Audio dramas were a novelty, often framed as a throwback, but now it seems the noise never stops. We appreciate you tuning in. You can count on us. You never know what you'll find beyond the pale. Till next time, dear listener, this is Fessenden signing off.
You have just listened to Clay McLeod Chapman's Just a Hoax, directed and edited by Larry Fessenden and written by Clay McLeod Chapman. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Rigo Garay and Jordan Goss-Perret. Featuring the voice talents of Bill Moseley, Barbara Crampton, Lauren Molina, Mark Center, Elliot Francis Flynn, Levi Rocker, Phoebe Rocker, and Matt Rocker. Recording and mixing by Matt Rocker at Underground Audio NYC and Monkeyland Audio in Los Angeles. Crenshaw theme by Matt Rocker. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale, 2026.